Guys, welcome to another episode of The Pulse. And in this case, I'm just going to jump right into it because we talk to a lot of cool people. We don't talk to a lot of people that have that legend status, people that when I launched this show, we put together a wish list of people we wanted to talk to. And in that top 10 was today's guest, the champ, the legend, Mike Tyson. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I appreciate you spending time. It was true. It was one of those things where we said, if we could get anybody, I want to talk to Mike Tyson.
That's incredible. I appreciate it. Most people, I'm sure, I hope so, most celebrities or what do you call superstars, they don't look at themselves that way. If they do, it's just for a short period of time. They grow out of it. They're hearing how great they are and stuff, you know?
Well, to us, for all of us, we were telling stories about watching the fights and then having the chance to see everything you've done throughout the year. So it is truly my pleasure.
Thank you, brother.
You were on tour now, the follow-up show. So let's start there. So you did the show several years ago, Undisputed Truth.
Yes.
Big hit, sharing stories, now following up. So tell us what the return of the mic is all about.
Well, the return of the mic is pretty much, it's not necessarily like Mike, Undisputed Truth. Undisputed Truth was talking about my life, the beginning of my life and everything. This is just pretty much stand up and expressing experiences in my life, you know, about my, I don't know if it was sexual, but I think my encounter with a midget, I have to explain to people.
Okay.
Hey, look, see, look at you.
Yeah, that was one of like, okay.
Yeah.
So just telling stories that people wouldn't know and sharing aspects.
Yes.
When you did the first one, there was a lot of he's sharing all these stories. Now you saw the look on my face. I went, oh, okay. Why were you inspired to share all these different aspects of your life?
No, I wasn't. Listen, maybe I was. I saw Chaz Palminteri. What show was it? Remember the one that Robert De Niro played in when he fell in love with the white girl, the little kid?
Okay.
Well, you remember the movie?
Only vaguely. I can't think of the name.
But anyway,
of it.
I saw him perform. I was explaining to my wife, the baby, I could do this. It's like being interviewed, but no one's asking me questions. And she wrote a story. She wrote it right away. We did it like 6-7 weeks. Became the next thing you know, we're on Broadway.
Do you like doing this? Because over the years, it didn't seem like you always wanted to talk about your life.
Well, listen, I have to grow up and enjoy my life and benefit from my life.
So you like doing it now and telling those stories?
Yeah, I like being on stage.
Okay.
I don't like it until I'm on stage. If I'm on stage, I'm in.
So all the stuff that goes into it, not necessarily, but once you're there and interacting with the people, you like it.
Mm-hmm. That turns me on.
What's the transition been like? We were telling stories here in the studio of, you know, somebody who at one point viewed as the most feared man on earth, you know, the baddest man on earth and what have you. And then over the years, that fear turns into respect, turns into, you know, the unk status almost, where people just want to pull your knowledge and offer that level of respect. What does it feel like to evolve through that over the years?
Hey, you know, me and you are keep it real, right? So listen, I look at people and by my involvement, people look at me, you know, and I'm just saying this from an egotistical perspective. They look at me, the city shuts down, everybody's going around Mike Tyson. And I wonder if these kids wonder, how do Mike Tyson feel, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they don't know if he get mad. They don't know one day he thinks about killing himself. He don't know that Mike Tyson been to a lot of prisons, a lot of psych wards and stuff. Imagine, though, when they look at me, they don't understand that. They would never understand that. They would think my life has been perfect. They don't know we have struggles.
And so what's their reaction when you share that stuff?
I'm glad to be able to tell them. I want them to know who I really am. I'm not the guy. I'm not the really this feared guy. I'm a little scared boy, and I managed to get in this position. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but it is interesting to hear you say it, because I'm old enough to have seen the fights and the lead up to the fights and the presentation. And over the years, you've talked about that, some of the fears and some of the struggles. But to admit it publicly seems like an interesting process. Was that hard to start doing that?
Well, yes, at the beginning it was. You know, being the greatest sometimes involves, I'm talking about the elite. Mm-hmm. Being that person sometimes, he's motivated sometimes by shame.
Okay, so shame for what?
For what he did, what he's become. I'm a kind of guy, I'm the kind of guy that saw his mother get fucked every day. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid. So that's how my mentality rolls.
So telling those stories, is that, do you care that people better understand you, or that's just for you?
No, that's just for me. I am who I am. You know, everything, I guess, I don't know why I'm Mike Tyson, but I have a great tenacity to work hard, and I refuse to lose.
Okay. I remember we were talking, the producers and what have you. There's a clip that goes around now. You go viral a lot on social media. There's a clip that goes around now when you were sitting on the Arsenio Hall show. Do you remember that interview? It was you, Muhammad Ali.
It's been so long. I see it sometimes, but it's been so long. I was a little kid.
It was interesting because they asked Muhammad Ali who would win in a fight between the two of you. And he just kind of responded, he would. He's the bad
man. No, I ain't full of shit. Right. You don't believe that.
But even then, and you're the champ at that point, and you're knocking people out, and you had an extreme level of respect for him and the greats.
I got inspired by Ali. Mm-hmm. Where was that? I was in Spofford Juvenile Detention Center, and he came to visit.
Okay. And so he inspired you.
Yeah, I said, I want to be like him.
So now, over the years, at that point, he's the greatest. He's the legend. He's still.
Yeah, I'm 11 years old. I'm locked up, though. Is that crazy?
Really? And that's when you met him?
Huh?
That's when you met him?
Well, yeah, I didn't touch my scene. He was in front of us in the auditorium, and I said, I want to be like him one day. Just in my head. You know, I didn't even really believe that. I said, I want to be like him one day.
Well, but now you look back. Do you think that you achieved that in some capacity?
Yeah, in a small capacity compared to him.
Yeah, because that's just respect for him and everything that he's done.
No, that's reality, bro. That's fucking reality.
But do you realize do you accept how people view you both as the fighter, but now kind of as the person and sharing information and changing lives?
Well, I don't know how people view me. I don't particularly look into those subjects, but I just live my life the way I can and the way that makes me happy, because my whole life changed pretty much when I lost my 4-year-old daughter. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. How?
A home accident, freak accident at home.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to probe about how.
I respect that. No, I told you. I brought it up.
But I meant how did it change you? Not how did you
lose. I wanted to do this for her.
Okay. And show what? Show people do what? Because you've done so much.
No. Fuck. I can't speak right now, but I'm not in prison no more. Mm-hmm. And that was a big part of my life. I was in psych wards in prisons. But look at me now.
Yeah. So is that part of, like, there was the, without going too deep into the fight, I remember with the Jake Paul fight, a lot of it was you showing people that you could still do this. And you said at some point, I wanted to show my family I could step out there and do this at, 50 some odd years old. You're still showing people things?
I don't care. I never did care if people thought, but by being that person not caring, that's what makes my success easier. It's complicated when you think about people caring about what people think about you. That's almost suicide.
What do you hope now? You know, long career, you're continuing to do things. You said that you don't generally care that much about what people think. But what would you like them to think of you when they see Mike Tyson's legacy?
He was just passing through. He's a good brother, just passing through.
Couple of other things, and we want to make sure we talk about the show businesses as we were just getting started. So what do you got? You got a weed brand now? You got what's all the business entrepreneur stuff you're doing?
Hey, listen, everything, man. Oil. Man, listen, I just don't even like to tell. If my wife came here, she could tell you all that stuff. But it's really good stuff going on. Merchandise and all that. I'm just very grateful. I'm just, I try to get on my knees as much as possible. I'm doing real good. Life is great.
So you are enjoying it. With everything that you've gone through and that you shared during this show, you've gotten to a point now where you're enjoying your life?
Well, listen, my shit ain't together yet, you know. I'm just enjoying the moments that are great. Because sometimes the bad moments come out and I have to prepare for them in the good energy.
So right now, it's the show. It's Return of the Mic.
Return of the Mic.
All right. What's next? So this show goes on tour. I feel like anything could happen. You do the podcast. What should we be looking forward to from Mike Tyson?
What are those awards you win on Broadway?
What, the Tony Awards?
The Tony Awards, what are they?
Yeah, Tony Awards for performance in the show.
Yeah, I would like that.
You want to win a Tony Award?
But stand up, though, like comedy.
Seriously.
Yeah. I have a Golden Globe Award. I have an Oscar, I believe. The man is the Oscar, right? I have an Oscar. What are you laughing about, brother?
Listen, I'm not surprised, but I didn't realize all of that. So many things since boxing. You got an Oscar. And now you're trying to get
the Golden Globe Award for the Hangover. The Hangover.
Yeah. So with all of this looking back, what's the thing that you're most proud of?
My family, and that I succeeded in making sure my mentor had his dream. That's the motto.
Yeah. Do you think that that's still, I mean, that's a story that you have continued to share and to tell. He still impacts you to this day?
Yeah, where the fuck he came from? How did God make him and me meet each other?
It seems like talking to
he
you.
He was 56 when I was born.
Customato.
Yeah.
It seems like talking to you, and this is kind of the way the other show went, it's almost like you're still kind of surprised by the journey that your life has been. Is your life still surprising you?
Yeah, because you don't know where I came from.
Yeah, and you're sharing more and more of it.
It's no doubt. I'm not saying that you don't know, but you couldn't imagine. I was fucked. I can't imagine people live like that. I haven't seen nobody poorer than me until I went to Mexico.
Yeah. And so now people get to see that side of you and learn from
it. Yeah, but listen, I know that you hear me crying a little bit in the back. Mm-hmm. But listen, don't underestimate that for anything weak, please.
Okay. Well, but I think that that's interesting because I don't think anybody who knows anything about you would ever accuse you of being weak. But it is a different side to see vulnerable and open.
Yeah, but very unpredictable.
Okay, so be careful how far you go with it still.
Yeah, please.
All right, couple more and I'll let you go. Any desire to get back in the ring anymore?
Absolutely. Me and Floyd Mayweather's giving a box exhibition.
Oh, I heard about that. What made you want to do that?
I took the toad. It's like a potion called the toad. Mm-hmm. It's spiritual. Well, I went and I took it, right? Where was it? Columbia, somewhere. I went there and it's changed my life. And it made me want to just, listen, I was 320 pounds. I took the toad. I was getting high every day, cocaine, heroin. And I did the toad. I haven't gotten high in like 7 years.
Okay. So this is just still going out there just because.
Oh, you know, listen, man, you can't believe I'm 300 pounds. I'm dying. I'm killing myself. I'm getting ready to get a heart attack. It was in the paper that I died on dope, but it was a false comment, and I never died, but everybody thought I was going to die, so they put it in the fucking paper. Wow. But listen, I did the toll. I did that remedy, and I beat the odds big time. Big fucking time.
So still going forward, still on the journey. Your people told me I got limited time, so I'm not going to keep you too long. But tell them one more time all the reasons why Friday, January 23rd, here in Atlantic City area, why do we need to come see Return of the Mic?
Hey, listen, people, if you saw the last one, you know it's not going to be a bad show. My wife wrote the show, and she's a splendid writer. I'm very proud of her. And we're going to do very well, and the people won't be dissatisfied. And they're going to be very surprised of some things that I've been encountered with.
Champ, I appreciate your time. Last question I ask everybody, if I could ask you. This show, The Pulse, is about using your voice for good and trying to change people's lives. When you hear "use your voice for good," what does that phrase mean to you?
For the betterment of humanity.
Sounds good.
I believe that's just my opinion only.
And that's all I wanted. I appreciate you spending some time with us. The champ, the legend. You don't like hearing it, but I'm going to say it. Mike Tyson on The Pulse. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much. Thank you, brother.
Guys, thanks so much for listening to the Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast. Today with legend Mike Tyson. He really was. We put together a list, myself, my producer, the team, of people that we wanted, just a wish list. And everybody was on it. Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson and Mike Tyson. And it's cool. We haven't gotten Beyonce yet. But to have Mike Tyson come on, spend even a little bit of time with us and share some of his stories, somebody that a lot of us watched from afar, overcoming challenges and growing into the person that he is today. So I enjoyed it. I hope you did as well. Hit like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is that you hit to get a notification every week when another episode of The Pulse comes out. And follow me on social media at BillAFox29. I love hearing from you. And I leave you today, as I always do, reminding you whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.